Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
We have a comedian with us in the house tonight, a funny man. His name is...
Sriram Trikur.
See, I told you it's Trikur.
That's what I said.
No, it's Trikur.
Trikur. Anyway, Sriram, I have to ask you a question. One of our colleagues said, how does a man who rides on a motorcycle arrive with his hair looking so good? Explain to us this secret.
I have no idea.
What did you do? Did you go out of the studio and then quickly, like, you know?
Yeah, a little bit.
Of course you did.
See, you went to the washroom and just, you know.
Would I do the same? You'd do the same as well, right?
Yeah.
Don't you lie. Of course you would. Anyway, ladies and gents, we're going to be with you all the way through until 9 p.m. this evening. As per usual, we are giving stuff away this evening. Tonight, it's stuff from...
Comedy Crack House. Now, we're giving away a pair of tickets to this Thursday and Friday to KL's Rojak Comedy featuring Reza Van Gazel and Reza Mukmin. Now, all you have to do is just answer this question. What is the criminal musical starred by Dan Aykroyd? Correct.
What's the comedy musical?
Aykroyd and John Belushi.
I'll do that again. What's the comedy musical starring Dan Aykroyd and
John Belushi? Yeah. Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well.
It's all about the band, man, the band. Right. Okay then, Sriram. Thank you very much for coming in, first and foremost. Have you had a busy couple of weeks?
Yes, absolutely.
Are you playing Pokemon?
No.
No.
Well, I know Richard has been, you know, spending his entire weekend playing Pokemon Go.
Anyway, we're talking about you. So Adeline said she went to see you a couple of weeks ago.
Two weeks ago, right.
Yeah. So you've been performing quite a lot here.
About a year now. Close to 1 year, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you enjoying it?
Absolutely, yeah? Absolutely.
What brought you to KL in the first place then? Because I said that you're saying it's one of the nicest places to live on Earth.
Absolutely.
That's a very nice thing to say.
Absolutely. I'll explain it further. You know, before this, I lived in Bangalore. Before that, I was living in Dubai.
Uh-huh.
The temperatures right now is close to about 50.
It's ridiculous, right?
Absolutely. And I come here, it almost rains every day.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of greenery around.
Uh-huh.
And the people are absolutely wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, he sounds so very polite. It's almost like I'm waiting for him to just say something where I go, but.
Is there a but?
No.
There's no
it
but.
It is true. It is true.
Okay.
It is true.
Are you sure about it? I'm still waiting. You know.
Absolutely.
So is comedy a full-time job?
No. During daytime, and I'm a systems engineer. I work in IT. Believe it or not, I moved from India to Malaysia.
Not the other way around.
To work in IT.
Okay. Well, you're a systems engineer.
Yes.
Okay, then how do you balance let's be honest about this. A system engineer can't be, let's think about this and be polite with it. Is it the most interesting of jobs?
No, but I would say...
Is it challenging?
It's a challenging job.
Right.
That's why it's in comedy. Mm.
It is all about logic. When I say systems engineer, what I do for a living during the daytime is that I design computer networks.
Mm-hmm.
When you see your Wi-Fi, when you get your access, when you get your internet... when your office is connected, you know, when you have cables connecting you to the rest of the world, you know, that I design the technology, the devices, how they are going to be connected and things like that.
Right. So when we have a complaint, you know, you're the person that go through somebody else first.
I design this and that's it. And after that, we have tech support who takes care of the complaint.
So it's their fault.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I'm with you on this. All right. Quick reminder, if you want to get in touch via Twitter, we're at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. We already have some correct answers, I can say, to the giveaway. But just a quick reminder, 0162019000 is the number if you want to take part. If you have any questions for us or for Sriram, please do get us as well at BFM TTON.
That's right, and BFM Radio.
There we go. We're going to take a very short break. We've got some ads coming up and a little bit of Them Crooked Vultures. We'll be right back after these messages. Do not go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
Now I'm Madeline Chu.
This is
Sriram Trikur.
He's with us all the way through until 9 p.m. this evening. Quick reminder of the giveaway, 016-201-9000. What are we giving away?
We're giving away a pair of tickets to the Crack House Comedy Clubs this week on a Thursday and Friday. KL's Rojak Comedies featuring Reza Van Gazel and Reza Mukmin. So all you have to do is just answer this question. What is the criminal musical starring Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it is up to win as well.
Now, you see, we've had a whole bunch of entries, but if you don't include your full name, your IC, and why you deserve to win, you can't win anything. And that goes for you at number ending 7207. Correct answer. We can't give you anything, though.
Oh. So if you have any questions for us, tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTOS.
I've got a question for Sriram. Why are you not playing Pokemon? I mean, this whole weekend, that's all I've seen.
You know, during the daytime, you know, I am quite busy in the office, and afterwards, you know, the comedy and stuff. And I just go home and do stuff.
Hey, we're busy too.
Yeah. We can multitask. Okay, I mean, let's get back to. I mean, we'll talk a little bit more perhaps about that later on. But in all seriousness, what kind of brought you to comedy, other than the fact that you do what you do in the daytime and you needed a release, perhaps?
The couple of things, you know, when I grew up, I had an extended family. We call it joint family back home. I grew up with my grandma, my uncles. Mm-hmm. Aunts and my mom and, you know, like 5-6 kids. And humor is something that you use in those situations. So growing up, you know, sarcasm and humor was always used to diffuse tensions very constantly. I guess it stuck with me growing up.
Right.
And then I actually never did comedy before I came to Malaysia. I kept telling people that I wanted to do stand-up, but in this office where I'm working right now, I have a colleague, Roland. He introduced me to one mic stand. Mm-hmm. He said, go there, sign up, and do it. From there, I have been a regular in the open mics.
When was the first time you got up to the open mic then?
Last year in September.
Right. And did you spend time crafting your set before, or your bit before you got up, or did you just go, I'm just going to do it?
Oh, I practiced so hard, you know, for a month.
Really?
Before the first time. Now I see the point of open mic is not that.
Yeah.
Now that, you know, mm-hmm. I try new stuff nowadays. Yeah. I usually come up with it in that week. But yeah, before the first time, I practiced so hard.
I can imagine, because it must be quite a hurdle to kind of get over, you know, if you've never done it before.
Yeah.
You know, you need some kind of practice or something.
Yeah,
right?
I have done a lot of public speaking as part of my job in IT. I have presented in front of, you know, a lot of CXOs and, you know, a lot of audience as well. But this is completely different.
Right.
When you try to do comedy, you know, the response is quite instantaneous. You can see it.
Or not.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly, the lack thereof.
And you mentioned that, you know, being new in the comedy scene, right, and you have day job and, you know, during the night you do comedy. Mm-hmm. So how do you get your materials?
Here and there, I read a lot. Mm-hmm. Part of my job is to be updated about technology, which directs me to a lot of news websites about what's going on. And I spend a lot of time reading the news. And also, I guess a lot of my comedy comes from stuff that we see, we are frustrated about, that we want to change. But we know that it's not going to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we try to see, you know, what's weird, what's funny, or what's scary about that. And then you try and turn it into a punchline.
Right. I mean, have there been times when there's been stuff you've wanted to talk about, and then you kind of have to check yourself about where you are, and do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Right.
All the time. But on that front, one of the things that I have to say is that Malaysia is quite receptive. In terms of, you know, what we can say on stage, and they see it in the spirit of humor. I'm going to be a bit partial and say that probably half of the material that I do here, I won't be able to do it back home in India.
Right.
I tried some of this material that I do here in Singapore as well, which sort of didn't get me the kind of response that I get here in KL.
Right. So you get to travel around to do comedies as well?
I went to Singapore as part of my work.
Okay.
But then when I was there, you know, I jumped up on the open mics there.
How was it?
It was amazing. I mean, I didn't do very well, but it was a good experience. You know, it sort of like takes a fear away from you of being in a different stage than, you know, Krakow is sort of my home ground.
It's a comfort thing.
Exactly, right. Exactly. Going out of that and performing in a different stage sort of opens you up. I guess, you know, your horizons are a bit more expanded and then you come back with a bit more confidence.
So you were saying that, that there's material, obviously, that translates from here to maybe Singapore or not so well. And the stuff that you're saying might not work back home in India.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of comedy would you not use in India that you would use here?
Well, India is quite different from Malaysia. I know that, you know, Malaysia is quite multicultural, a lot of languages, a lot of races. But if you look at India, you know, I mean, imagine this, but multiplied by about 100.
Yeah.
You know, the kind of cultures that we have, you know, varies by about, different states have different cultures. So if you travel for about 100 kilometers, the language is different, the cultures is different, the festivals, everything is completely different, which also means that you have to be sensitive to, you know, what they're thinking
for
about
sure.
as well.
The culture,
yeah. So, and if you go to a city like Bangalore, where you have people from everywhere coming and living there, and then you have to be extremely careful on who is going to be in the audience, and you have to, and that's a necessity. It's not a small group of people that we're talking about, and we had to be careful about hurting their feelings.
Is there a comedy scene there?
Absolutely, India has a huge, growing comedy scene. I actually didn't know. I only found out when shows happen here, when a lot of comedians from India come here and perform. When Krakow's was celebrating their 2 years, I had the opportunity to host two of the Indian comedians, Jiveshu Aluwalia and Amit Tandon. It was an amazing experience. That's something that I love about Malaysia as well. I mean, I'm quite new in the scene, but you know, it's an Indian show. It was titled Hinglish Laugh Riot. I am Indian, and Rizal asked me jump up and host a show. For me, you know, that's huge. That level of acceptance that you find in a foreign country, I think, you know, that speaks a lot about how much, you know, comedy of or any form of art is important to Malaysians and how much support that you can get.
I think we've said this multiple times though, but the kind of the comedy community here is incredibly tight knit. Everybody looks after one another.
Absolutely,
they mock one another mercilessly. Yeah. But that's part of it. It's almost like it's a family thing, right?
Absolutely,
we've said it before, but I feel that's what it's like. Okay, right. We need to take a short break, folks. We've got some music coming up, and of course, a quick reminder: 016-201-9000. We're giving away some tickets. Answer this question.
Tell us, what is the criminal musical starring Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it is up to win as well.
Back after the break with news from Page 2 and, of course, Smarty Pants. Looking forward to that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. All right. Quick break. Don't go anywhere. Right back. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is
Sriram Trikot.
He's with us all the way through until 9 p.m. this evening. Folks, if you want to take part in our giveaway this evening, 016-201-9000 is the number to remember. Now then, Mr. Matthew George, thank you very much for sending in the correct answer, but you still not sent me a reason why you deserve to win. And by law, I need to have a reason why you deserve to win. If you still want to win them tickets, I'm willing to give them to you if you send me a reason.
So if you guys didn't catch the question, now the question is, what is the criminal musical starring Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well. And if you have any questions for us tonight, tweet us at BFM Radio or tweet BFM TTON.
You sure?
Yes.
Finished? Yeah? Done?
Go on, moving on.
What's all the shouting?
You go first.
Oh, well, thank you very much, kind lady. How often does that happen?
You're most welcome.
Oh, now you're being overly
polite. It's Monday.
This does not sound right. What's
it's
wrong
Monday.
With you? Okay, I'm going to be talking to you about Tesla. Remember a couple of weeks ago we spoke about how the autopilot function...
It got into an accident or something.
Got into an accident, somebody was injured, one thing or other. Well, this seems to be the opposite way around. So this guy, in late July, he entered the highway and he put on his autopilot feature and the thing was working perfectly fine. He got so far down the highway and he said he felt the most excruciating pain that he'd ever had in his chest. And it turns out he was having a pulmonary aneurysm at the time. So He was very nearly dead. Mm-hmm. So the autopilot kept driving, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then for the last couple of miles, just before he got to the hospital, he managed to get himself into control of the vehicle and get mm-hmm. into the hospital. But without this thing, he's saying that, you know, he's probably either going to, one, have crashed his car or, you know, quite possibly been dead. So I don't know about this. I mean,
a lot of odds, though.
What, of this thing being in autopilot?
Yeah, but I mean, there are so many cases of, you know, these kind of cars, you know, crash and all. So
we've only had one, though, so far, right?
I think it was a few. It's not just the States, I think.
I think the other one was the Google car that crashed into the back of somebody else. Mm.
Well, if we wind the clock back to a few years, you know, that's how Skynet started. You know, it started all good.
Oh, that's where you're going with this. Yeah. You're going with Skynet. Okay. Hey, come on, this room. What have you got now? What have you got now?
All right. So a few weeks ago, apparently in New Zealand, a lady drove 500 kilometers while she was asleep.
This is her own version of the autopilot.
What? 500 kilometers?
While she was asleep.
How is that possible?
Her family calls the cops. They find her the next day. And she has no memory of driving. It all checks out. It all checks out, apparently. And the point here is that driving is something that you do... consciousness is not very necessary for driving or speaking.
I've seen a lot of drivers like that around here.
Absolutely.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess, have you ever been to India?
No, not yet. Not yet. No.
Why? What's up
in
India?
You know, when I came here, you know, people tell me that traffic in Malaysia is quite bad.
Uh-huh.
I have one thing to say. I'm from India. there is a method to the madness that we follow on the roads in India.
Yeah.
There is a rule. It's just not written anywhere.
Right.
That's the only difference.
So there's a lot of beeping in India, right?
Yeah. Honking is quite popular.
Right. So 500 kilometers, which if we do it right, it's about roughly
here
from
to
here to
Alor Star,
somewhere like that.
Yeah.
It's quite the journey.
It is quite a journey. How can you fall asleep in a car?
Well, like he says, it's one of those
things. Are we talking about like sleepwalking?
Yeah. Very something? Similar kind of thing, I'd imagine, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It goes on to say that, you know, if you're feeling tired, you shouldn't drive.
Yeah.
You shouldn't drive.
Yeah.
All right.
So is she safe?
She was, completely.
I'd imagine she'd be a little bit, what the heck happened, kind of, you know.
You're traumatized. I would.
Yeah.
I was like,
what
happened?
And where the heck am I?
Okay, anyway, so.
And what am I wearing? You never know. You never
Richard,
know.
Richard.
Sleep dressing, sleep undressing, you know. Okay.
It's not related.
Go on then.
So my story tonight. So last week I talked about Donkey Whisperer.
Yes, you did.
Okay, I had a story about Donkey
Whisperer.
It was
a ridiculous story.
We were arguing about the sound of a donkey.
Mm-hmm.
So today my story is about horses. So
horses?
Horses. So do we have a horse?
I don't know. I didn't prepare that. No.
Okay, so because the summer has been so hot and dry, upstate in New York, that the horse poop is
The horse poop.
Yes, is bursting into flames.
I want to say this is a story.
No, because... don't say that.
I didn't say it.
It's because so many people, there were multiple calls, you know, complaining of the smell and the smoke coming from a burning pile of horse poop at a property in the town. So, hot weather, they didn't tell how hot it is, but, you know, Malaysia is pretty hot as well.
We don't have many horses here, though, do
we? We don't, not many.
Yeah.
Not many.
Imagine what would happen to that if the horse was in Dubai.
I'm trying not to imagine what happens. I mean... Like you say, with 50 degrees over there, you know, it could potentially be a little bit deadly.
I just leave Dubai.
What is it with you and like, you know,
I don't know what
horses and donkeys and one thing or another? What
I
is
love
it?
Pets.
You love pets.
Maybe we should visit a farm soon.
You can do whatever you want, dear. Yeah, I'll drop you off and let you go walk with your donkeys and, you know, you can actually hear what a donkey sounds like when it eats.
Do not.
I don't know if you listened to last week's show.
Yes, I did.
So
I did.
You heard
how
argumentative she got, right?
But that sound was quite good.
It was right.
Really? Close.
I heard it was incredibly accurate.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, that sounds rude. And I'm like, rude in what way? You know?
No, I didn't say it's rude. It's just that
I can replay it.
No, you don't have to, okay? Don't have to. It's just not the right donkey sound
I don't think
that I expected.
I don't think there's anything wrong with the donkey sound that I had.
Stop playing the donkey sound.
What's wrong with it?
Exactly.
It's perfectly fine. Okay, now enough of that. It is now time for Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants.
Sriram, you know the drill, right, my friend? Yeah. 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you possibly can. Mm-hmm. If you don't know the answer, say skip. Don't stick on a question if you really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Your 3 minutes start now. What type of creature is an argali? Is it a sheep or a horse?
Horse.
It's a sheep. The Mosul Dam is in which country, Pakistan or Iraq?
Iraq.
A peregrine is what type of bird, a pigeon or a falcon?
Falcon.
What is the title of William Shakespeare's shortest play? Is it Othello or the Comedy of Errors?
Comedy of Errors.
In which year did children's television show Sesame Street debut on US television? 69 or 1970?
69.
Correct. What is the capital of Germany, Berlin or Frankfurt?
Berlin.
Which playing card is known as Helen of Troy? Is it the Queen of Hearts or the Queen of Diamonds?
Queen of Hearts.
Gary Burrell and Min Kao founded which US-based navigation systems company in 1989? Garmin or Papago?
Papago.
It's the other one. Which gaming company created the video game Overwatch? Was it Riot Games or Blizzard?
Blizzard.
I didn't write it. What type of creature is a serval? Is it a cat or a bird?
Bird.
It's a cat. Which part of the body does the term 5 o'clock shadow traditionally refer to?
Beard.
Correct. We'll say face, yes. Algophobia is the persistent fear of what? Pain or being hit?
Being hit.
It's pain. What is the currency of the country Andorra? Euro or peso?
Peso.
It's euro. How many eyelids do camels have on each eye? One or three?
Three.
Correct. What is the name of the 2005 film about a supernatural board game starring Josh Hutcherson and Kristen Stewart? Zathura or Jumanji?
Jumanji.
That's the other one. Trick question. What is the zodiac sign of somebody who's born on the 31st of May? Are they a Gemini or a Scorpio?
Gemini.
The golden wedding anniversary signifies how many years of marriage? 75 or 50?
50.
Correct. Who played Muhammad Ali in the 2001 film Ali? Was it Michael Jai White or Will Smith?
Will Smith.
In humans, dipsosis is an excessive what? Thirst or heat?
Thirst.
E.T. is a film directed by Steven Spielberg. What year was it released? 82 or 93?
93.
82. TV series Stranger Things, see, linked question, is an original series by which company? CW or Netflix?
Netflix.
Which wrestler appeared in the 2005 film Doom? Was it The Rock or Hulk Hogan?
Hulk Hogan.
Smriti is a religious text containing traditional teachings in which religion? Hinduism or Sikhism?
Sikhism.
It's the other one. The original Dungeons and Dragons was first published in which year? 1974 or 1965?
1974.
Correct. What is the largest internal human organ? Is it the heart or the liver?
Liver.
Bubbles, Blossom and Buttercup are from which cartoon series?
Powerpuff Girls.
Wow. I'll give you one final question. James Bond is sent to which island at the beginning of the film Dr. No? Is it Jamaica or Japan?
Jamaica.
Well done. We're out of time. Sriram, we'll be right back after these messages to find out how well he did. You are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is That Time of Night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Jung.
Sriram Thakur.
He's with us all the way through for another 10 or so minutes. Just a few minutes ago, we were testing his brains on Smarty Pants. But before we get to that, quick reminder, 016-201-9000 if you want to take part in our giveaway.
That's right. We're giving away a pair of tickets to this Thursday and Friday comedy tickets, Chaos Rojak Comedy, featuring Rizal Van Gezel and Reza Mukmin. Now, all you have to do is just answer this question. What is the criminal musical starring Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
It's interesting because we've had a few entries by Alfred Sue. And he's sent Trading Places, Canadian Bacon, Molson Canadian Rocks. All of them are wrong.
You're trying his luck.
But thank you very much for trying. You know, just maybe check out Google, type in those two names. Also, Raj, I really like your answer, but I still need your full name, your IC, and why I deserve to win before I'm willing to give you a prize. Anyway, before we do that, Sriram, how well do you think you did on Smarty Pants? You seem to do pretty well.
Yeah, but I think I got a lot wrong.
You think you got a lot wrong?
No, I think you did pretty well.
We got through quite a few. 27, I think we got through. 26, 27, something like that.
27.
All right. Yeah. So before we do that, let's find out some of the ones you got wrong, I suppose.
All right. So the first one, what type of creature is an argali? Is sheep? Gary Burrell and Min Kao founded which US-based navigation systems company in 1989? Is Garmin.
The clues in the names.
What type of creature is a serval? It's cat. Algophobia is the president. Oh no, not president. Algophobia is the persistent fear.
Wow, Adeline. Wow.
Pain.
The donkey put you off, didn't he? That's what it is.
What is the currency of the country? Andorra. Andorra. It's euro.
What is wrong with you today? Oh dear. Let's have one of these.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sriram Trikur scored 18 points.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. We're happy with that. You happy with that?
Yeah.
Is he happy with that?
I'm happy with that.
Why are you answering on behalf of him?
I'm answering on behalf of him, yeah. It's been one of those days, right? Okay, so it's almost time for us to wrap up, but Sriram, good luck with everything in the future. I'm sure we're going to see you a lot more.
Thank you.
Yeah. And from what I understand, you're going to be up on stage a lot more as well, right?
Yes.
Do you know when you're going to be performing next?
In about 2 weeks. I'm always up during the open mic in Krakow every Wednesday.
Okay.
I try not to miss that. And most likely, I should be back on the weekends soon as well.
Excellent. Yeah. Right then. So do you want to do your facts first, or do you want to tell people that Pick of the Pops is coming up?
I have an option. Oh, my God, Richard.
Well, normally,
you speak too kind. It's just so not you, you know.
Normally, I don't get an option, you see. So.
All right, guys. Coming up at 9 p.m., we have Pick of the Pops with Patrick Teo. So stay tuned. And coming up, we have facts for tonight.
We do.
You first, me first?
I'll let you go first.
No, it's okay. You can go first.
I'll be a gentleman and allow you to go first.
It's fine.
I'll go first. Right. So Louis Armstrong, the famous trumpet player, not trombone player, Adeline. Let's be clear about this. For his entire adult life, was celebrating the wrong birthday. He thought he was born on the 4th. On the 4th, 1900. 4th of July, 1900.
Okay.
But in fact, was born on the 4th of July, 1901.
What?
His entire life, he was celebrating the wrong birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
But it sounds like someone we know in our office.
Right.
Can't get their birthdays right.
They can't.
Right. Anyway, so my fact for tonight, the creator of Legos made a policy of no military sets because he didn't want war to seem like child's play.
Great. I think that's a great idea.
Yep.
Now then, so we've been asking you a question all the way through the show.
Yes.
The question was, which criminal musical starred Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi? It is, of course, the Blues Brothers.
Yes.
It's all about
Richard.
The band,
well
man.
Done.
Thank you. Thank you, mate. Thank you. Adeline, thank you for coming.
Thank you so much, Richard.
Are you going to be here tomorrow as well?
Of course, definitely.
Damn it. Sriram, thanks for coming, my friend. It's been an absolute pleasure. Do come back, seriously.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, then. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been that time of night, of course. Tomorrow, we'll be back. Unfortunately, you can't get rid of us. If we have time, we might play some Pokemon Go in between as well. It's been absolute chaos with that here in the office.
How many Pokemons you've caught?
74, I think.
Oh my
now
God, I've got like 50 over.
Well, you know.
Well, I think you caught about 10, right? Walking to Center
Just
Point
and
back
Center
here.
Just the Center Point and back. It's infested out there.
There's like multiple gyms right there.
Yeah. Anyway, don't tell people, otherwise they'll be coming around here and we won't be able to get rid of them.
People will find it eventually.
They will. All right, then. It's time for us to say goodnight. Say goodnight.
Goodnight, all.
Goodnight.
All right. Up next, we have some Foxygen with How Can You Really. Good night,
and Pick of the Pops.
And Pick of the Pops. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.